بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Tonight this is our session number 42, and we're going to be looking at hadith number 37 from the hadith of Al-Imam An-Nawwi in the explanation Fath Al-Qawi Al-Mateen fi Sharh Al-Arba'in wa Tatimat Al-Khamseen, yani the explanation of the 50 hadith of Al-Imam An-Nawwi and Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, and the commentary of our Shaykh Al-Alama Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr Hafidhullah. Before we look at the hadith for tonight, hadith number 37, I want to quickly look at some of the issues that we covered last week from the questionnaire study guide for lecture number 41. The first question being, summarize the main topic or subject of hadith number 36. Summarize the main topic or subject, Adam.
Relieving the hardships of others and believers.
Relieving the hardships of other believers. Anything else? Naam. Zaki. Okay, whoever relieves a Muslim, any of any difficulty or hardship in this world, Allah will relieve them of hardships in the next life, in this world and the next life. Now.
The means to achieve the ease of Allah and being shielded by Allah, the aid of Allah, and the path to Jannah being made easy.
Okay, the means to achieve the what?
The ease of Allah.
Ease. Okay. And the aid, the help of Allah, and the means to facilitate entry into Jannah. Any of the Prophet in this hadith mentioned several things that Allah will make a person's affair easy for them. He would make a way out from difficulty for them. That He would help them as long as or as much as to the extent that they help their brother in Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned the way to paradise, the way of ease to paradise is by seeking knowledge. And there were seven statements that the Prophet ﷺ made in this hadith. I would summarize them as saying that that this hadith deals with the Muslim showing concern and giving care to helping other Muslims, whatever kind of situation they might be in, helping other Muslims. The second question, who is the rawi, the narrator of this hadith and the muhaddith in whose collection this hadith is found? The rawi of the hadith and whose collection? Na'am.
Abu Hurairah
radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith and the collection in which it's found. Anybody?
Muslim.
Sahih Muslim. The collection of Al-Imam Muslim, Ibn al-Hajjaj, Ibn Muslim, Qushayri, al-Naysaburi, rahimahullah. Question number three, whoever removes... Any of the following questions are actually statements, the important statements that this hadith consists of. And as we mentioned last week, every one of these statements is of great importance in and of itself, independently of the others. The question number three, whoever removes a qurba, a worldly distress from a believer, Allah will what? Allah will what? Will relieve a qurba from him on the day of resurrection. And whoever relieves a qurba, some kind of hardship or difficulty or distress from a believer in this world, Allah will remove a qurba from that person on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Question number four, whoever brings ease or relief to one in difficulty, specifically a person who is in debt, Allah will what? Allah will? Alleviate. Okay, we'll alleviate their difficulty. Now, in this world and in the next life. Question number five, whoever covers the faults of a Muslim, Allah will? Now.
Allah will cover you in this world and in the hereafter.
Allah will cover you in this world and in the hereafter. And question number six, Allah will help or aid the abd, the worshipper?
As long as he aids.
As much as. Just as much as he aids,
as much as he aids his brother.
As much as he, as much as he aids his brother. Now,
Allah will help in the same way as he helps his brother.
Allah will help the person who helps their brother. Allah will help them in the same way, just as much as they helped their brother. Question number 7, whoever travels a path for seeking knowledge in it, Allah will? Naam, Allah will make it easy for him. He'll make easy for him a path to paradise. Allahu Akbar. Question number 4, list 4 magnificent benefits of gathering in the masajid to recite the Quran and study it as mentioned in this hadith. 4 of them. Number 1. The Sakina, the tranquility will descend upon them. 2.
Yeah, Allah will help you to act upon the knowledge you have acquired.
No doubt. Inshallah, if a person seeks knowledge sincerely for the sake of Allah, Allah help them to apply. But the hadith, the text of the hadith mentions that whoever, yani that no people will gather together in any of the masajid, in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the book of Allah and studying it amongst themselves, except that a sakina would descend on them. In the hadith he said, and then a mercy will cover them, and the angels will surround them. And finally he said, and Allah will mention them amongst those who are with him, meaning in the assembly of the angels. Question number 9, mention 5 of the 10. It should be 9. The Shaykh mentioned 9. So we added one more. I added one more just to make it 10. But the question, we're going to change the question. Mention 5 of the 9 fawaid or benefits which the author has derived from this hadith. 5 of the benefits that the author mentioned from this hadith. From the benefits of this hadith, he said, and it is encouragement to?
To relieve a hardship.
To relieve a hardship, yani, from a believer in this world, so that Allah will leave them in the on Yawm Qiyamah. Another benefit. The principle that he mentioned from this hadith, he mentioned the principle. Al-jaza min jins al-amal. Yani that the reward would be like, yani similar to, of the same kind as the deed done. Yani you relieve difficulty from a person in this world, Allah will relieve you of a difficulty on Yawm Qiyamah. Another point?
Encouragement to cover faults.
Encouragement to cover the faults of a Muslim. Uh-huh. When there is a?
When is
the benefit in doing so? Not for every person, but for the person who is upright and they slipped and they fell into error and they committed a sin, then we should cover them. Not for the person who's a criminal and that's all they do is commit sins, we shouldn't cover them. Also, before that, he said, another benefit?
Encouragement to give a person time to pay the debt, or
encouragement for the person who's in debt to give them time, to extend their time to pay it, or to cancel it outright. Now, helping the person who's in debt. Now, another benefit, he said? Okay, encouragement to seek knowledge and the excellence of seeking knowledge. Also, another benefit?
Lineage without righteous deeds has no benefit.
Lineage, yani a person who has noble lineage without righteous deeds will not benefit them in front of Allah. And that was the last point, and before that there was a couple of other points, but anyway, we mentioned 5, right? From the other points is yani the excellence of gathering in the masajid to recite the book of Allah and to study it, and also yani the encouragement to give care to and give attention to and be concerned about helping other Muslims. These are some of the benefits that the Shaykh mentioned from this hadith. And one other benefit to make it 10 is Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said that the achievement of this reward that's mentioned in this hadith, yani of gathering in the masjids, that the sakina will descend upon a person and the angels will yani surround them and the rahmah will cover them and Allah will mention amongst those with them. He said a person yani would not achieve this reward unless they gather in a house from the houses of Allah, yani in a masjid from the masajid of Allah, in order to achieve this yani great reward because of the nobleness of the place. Yani because the masjids are the best places in the earth, most beloved to Allah. Most beloved places in the earth to Allah is the masajid. Okay, after this, the hadith that we want to look at today is hadith number 37 from the 40 hadith of Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas. An ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma an Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fima yarwi an rabbihi tabaraka wa ta'ala. In some of the narrations it has fima yarwihi. Here it came like this, and this is probably the more correct wording of the hadith, yani that on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas, from, yani on the authority of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concerning that which he narrates from his Rabb, tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. Indeed, Allah has written. Allah has, yani, كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ. ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ ذَلِكَ. Then he made clear, yani, the details of what this entails, the recording of the hasanat and sayyat. فَمَنْ حَمَّ. And here he mentions four things. Yani, in reference to good deeds, hasanat, and evil deeds, sayyat. And he mentions the person who intends to do that, but doesn't do it, and the one who intends to do it and does it. Yani good deeds. And likewise for evil deeds, the one who intends to do it and doesn't do it, and the one who intends to do it and does it. So there are four things here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making clear to us in reference to deeds. Yani whether it's good deeds or evil deeds, the person who intends to do it and doesn't do it, and the one who intends to do it and does it. Yani there's a difference between the two, whether it's good deeds or evil deeds. He said, فَمَنْ حَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا. The person who intends, who makes resolve to do a good deed, but he doesn't do it, he doesn't fulfill it, he doesn't complete it. كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. Then Allah will record it with Himself as a complete and perfect good deed. Allah will record it عِنْدَهُ with Himself. As a hasana kamila, as a complete, even though the person intended to do it and they didn't complete it, Allah will write it as a complete and perfect good deed. وَإِنْ حَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا. But if he intends to do something and then he actually does it, كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ عَشْرَ حَسَنَاتٍ إِلَى سَبْعِ مِيَةِ ضِعْفٍ إِلَى أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا. Now if a person intends to do a good deed, and then they actually do it, they fulfill it, then Allah will record it with Himself as 10 hasanat, 10 good deeds, up to as much as 700 good deeds, or as, yani, multiples, many multiples, over and over and over, yani, whatever Allah wills, yani, unending or unlimited. As far as evil deeds, وَإِنْ حَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا. If a person intends, makes resolve to do an evil deed, but then they didn't do it, كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. Then Allah will record it with Himself as a complete and perfect good deed. وَإِنْ حَمَّ بِهَا فَعَامِلَهَا. But if a person intends to do an evil deed, and then they actually do it, كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً. Then Allah will record it as one evil deed. رواه البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما بهذه الحروف. So it is recorded or collected by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari and Al-Imam Muslim rahimahumullah in their two authentic books, بهذه الحروف, yani with these exact wordings, with these expressions, yani as Al-Imam Nawawi is mentioning it here. Al-Imam Ibn Daqiq Al-Eid, before we go to our explanation for tonight, Al-Imam Ibn Daqiq Al-Eid rahimahullah, in his explanation of this, he mentions this hadith, and after he mentions some speech from Al-Imam Nawawi that some of the other books didn't mention. That Imam Nawawi, after he mentioned this hadith, and he said it's reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim in their two authentic books, bihadi huruf, with these exact letters, with these expressions or wordings, Imam Nawawi went on to say, فَانْظُرْ يَا أَخِي وَفَقَنَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكَ. So look, O my brother, may Allah grant us and you success. Look to what? إِلَىٰ عَظِيمٍ لُطْفِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. Look at the magnificence, the greatness of Allah's kindness. Of Allah's kindness, any meaning, to His servants, His worshippers. وَتَأَمَّلْ هَذِهِ الْأَلْفَاظِ. And reflect carefully on these expressions that came in this hadith. That Imam Nawawi is saying, Imam Bukhari and Muslim narrated this hadith with these exact words. Look carefully at these expressions. He's saying, عِنْدَهُ, that Allah will record the intention that a person had for a good deed, which they didn't do. He will record it, عِنْدَهُ, with Himself. He mentions that it will be with Himself. He said He records it with Himself. And this is an indication of the care that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to making sure that that person is credited with a full, complete good deed, even though they didn't do it, just from their intention. وقوله كاملة. In his word, the wording he said, he's saying كاملة يعني حسنة كاملة. He used this word كاملة للتأكيد وشدة الاعتناء بها, to show, to confirm and to affirm the magnitude of his, of the care that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to it, that he will give it a complete reward, not just a hasana, but a hasana kamila. وقال في سيئة التي هم بها ثم تركها. And he said in reference to the evil deed which a person intended to do but then they didn't do it, he said كتبها الله عنده حسنة كاملة. He also mentioned that Allah will write this عنده, with himself, it will be with him as a حسنة كاملة, يعني a complete good deed. فأكدها بكاملة. So he affirmed this good deed that a person would get for an evil intention which they didn't fulfill. He will get a good deed, and that good deed will be kamila, will be complete and perfect. He said he emphasized the reward, the recording of this deed with kamila, yani to show, yani that it will be complete and perfect. He said, and if he acted upon it, he wrote it as sayyi'a wahida. And he said, if he actually did that deed, evil deed that he intended, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records it as one evil deed. فَأَكَدَ تَقْلِيلَهَا. In this way, he is affirming and confirming that that evil deed would only be one. It will be, it won't be multiplied to many, rather it will be yani just one. And he didn't yani confirm it or affirm it with the word kamila as he affirmed the good deeds. حَسَنَ كَامِلَ. He didn't say yani سَيِّئَ كَامِلَ, but he said سَيِّئَ wahida, just one yani evil deed will be recorded against that person. He said, so the praise belongs to Allah for his favor and his bounty, yani, and the praise on Allah cannot be yani enumerated, and the success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is just a little bit of what Al-Imam Ibn Daqiq Al-Eid says concerning yani the words of Al-Imam An-Nawawi that he, Imam Nawawi, mentions after he recorded this hadith in the 40 hadith. After this, we're going to look at the explanation of our Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr Hafidhullah, and we're going to also join to it, if Allah allows us time to, some of the discussion of Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, both of them. And Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad, he says, he numbers the explanation of this hadith into 4 points, as he has done in the past. And 3 points is the explanation of the hadith, and the fourth point is the benefits that are derived from it. So the first point is in reference to the beginning of the hadith, yani the writing, the original statement of the recording, kitabatu al-amal, the recording of hasanat and sayyiat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would record hasanat and sayyiat. And this is important for us, and I don't want to like go into it in any detail because the sheikhs have given the explanation, but I want to emphasize this point. From a practical perspective, it is important that we keep in the forefront of our mind that every hasana, every good thing that we do is going to be recorded. And that is really an encouragement, right? To do more good deeds. And likewise, every sayyiah that we do is also going to be recorded. And we cannot allow ourselves to forget this point. And a lot of times we think about doing good deeds and we're looking for the rewards, but we forget about, on the other side, evil deeds are also going to be recorded, except that due to the magnificence of Allah's fadl and His adl, and His generosity and His kindness and His justice, He multiplies the reward for good deeds, and He does not multiply the punishment for evil deeds. This is Allah's justice, that He doesn't multiply the punishment for evil deeds, but He multiplies the reward for good deeds. That's His generosity. So this hadith is a good indication of Allah's fadl, His generosity, how generous He is in giving beyond what we are deserving of, and His justice, that He doesn't, and He punishes us with more than what we deserve. Rather, He might forgive whomever He wills, whatever He wills, anything less than shirk, anything less than a person that dies upon shirk. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, says in reference to the writing of the good deeds, the first point, he's saying that indeed Allah has written the hasanat and the sayyiat, and then He made clear the details of how He records good deeds and evil deeds. To the end of that statement, he said this, it is possible that what is intended about, yani by inna Allah kataba, what is intended by al-kitaba, it could mean taqdeer Allah Azza wa Jalla. Lil a'mal wal jaza alayha ala hadha tafsil. That what may be intended, that Allah writes the hasanat and sayyiat, is that Allah has decreed in His divine decree the good deeds and the evil deeds that people would do. He has written it in the divine decree, and the reward for them according to this detail, how He will reward the person who intends to do a good deed but doesn't do it, and how He will reward the one who intends a good deed and does it, how He will reward a person who intends evil and doesn't do it, and how He will reward a person who intends evil and does it. Yani that what may be intended by kitabah is that Allah has written in the divine decree these deeds and the rewards for them with this detail as mentioned in this hadith. Another possibility, what may be intended, is kitabat al-malaika lil-hasanat wa-siyyat bi-amri Allah azza wa jalla. That what may be intended is that Allah writes the good deeds and the evil deeds, meaning the writing of the angels who record good deeds and evil deeds by the command of Allah, by the permission of Allah, by the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many examples in the Quran of the angels doing things and Allah, and it being ascribed to Allah because Allah is the one who commanded them, appointed them, authorized them, empowered them to do it. The Shaykh mentions here, this is like, yani the second interpretation, the second possibility of the angels, that the meaning is the angels writing. He said it's like the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. That a human being doesn't express anything that they express, their saying, their speech, except that in front of them is رَقِيبٌ عَتِيد. Yani there's an observer, an angel that's observing them and ready to record what they say as well as what they do. This is mentioned in the 50th surah of the Quran, 18th ayah. The Shaykh says also what indicates this second meaning, that maybe what is intended is the angels, is the hadith of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, which is collected by Al-Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih in the chapter of Tawheed, Kitab al-Tawheed. And in the chapter dealing with Tawheed in the Sahih of al-Bukhari, he narrates the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ عَبْدِي أَنْ يَعْمَلَ سَيِّئَةً فَلَا تَكْتُبُوهَا عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى يَعْمَلَهَا. Yani if my abd, my worshipper, intends yani to do an evil deed, don't write it against him unless and until he actually does it. فَإِنْ عَمِلَهَا فَاكْتُبُوهَا لَهُ بِمِثْلِهَا. But so if he does it, then record it against him, yani with the like of it, one evil deed for one evil deed. وَإِنْ تَرَكَهَا مِنْ أَجْلِي. But if he abandons that evil deed that he intended to do for my sake, for the sake of Allah, out of fear of Allah, فَاكْتُبُوهَا لَهُ حَسَنًا, then record it for him as a good deed. If he abandons that intention to do an evil deed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then record it for him as a good deed. And there's no contradiction between these two possible meanings of recording. The recording meaning that Allah has written it in the divine decree, the good deeds and the evil deeds and their rewards. Or the other possible interpretation, that it means the recording of the angels. There's no contradiction between them, for indeed both of them occur. Both of them occur. Yani Allah does record what a person will do, and the angels also do record. Yani Allah recorded it in the divine decree. This is the first point that Shaykh Abdul Musa mentions. As far as the first point, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he mentions the saying, عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن ربه. And what has been reported from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم concerning that which he narrates from his Rabb, he said this is what is called Hadith al-Qudsi, and it is that which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم narrates from his Rabb عزّ وجل. And he said, يعني, that indeed Allah the Most High has recorded the Hasanat and the Sayyat. And then he clarified that meaning. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says, the meaning of him, كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيَّاتِ كَتَبَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيَّاتِ فِي لَوْهِ الْمَحْفُوظِ, that he recorded, that he had written the good deeds and the evil deeds in the preserved tablet, in the law al-mahfuz. And he has also recorded it, yani, for at the time of the birth of a child, when they're in their mother's stomach, as has been reported in the hadith that's reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and that is the hadith number 4 from the 40 hadith of Al-Imam al-Nawawi that we covered previously, where he mentions that the angel is yani ordered with 4 words, that is to record, to write his rizq and his adl and his amal and shaqiyun aw sayyidun, that he will record, the angel will record yani at that stage of the child being in the womb of the mother, he will record his rizq and his provisions and his adl, his lifespan and his amal, his deeds, yani that the angel will record that person's deeds, good deeds and evil deeds, وَشَقِيٌ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ, and whether he will be wretched or fortunate. Yani he will be in the hellfire and the paradise. The Shaykh, he says, then he made clear, yani the details concerning this recording, in that which the Prophet ﷺ narrates from his Rabb. And the Shaykh says, in this hadith there's yani an indication that al-a'mal ala qismain, that deeds are two divisions or two types. A'mal al-kulub wa hiya al-niyat wal-maqasid wa a'mal al-jawari wa hiya al-af'al al-zahira. So deeds are of two types. There are intentions and maqasid, yani the goals or objectives that a person has, and the intentions, that's one type of deed, that's a'mal al-kulub, the actions of the heart. The other type of deeds, a'mal al-jawari, that is the outward, apparent physical actions that a person does. So deeds are not just the person standing in prayer, or a person going to Hajj or Umrah, or things that you see, but they're also deeds that are internal, inward, the deeds of the heart. Both of them are deeds, and in this hadith it became clear that Allah records and rewards both of them. He rewards intentions, even that a person didn't fulfill. Now, so the Shaykh, he brings this important point, I believe, and a very important point, that the deeds are divided in this hadith into deeds of the heart and deeds of the limbs, the outward apparent deeds. After this, the Shaykh Abdul Muslim al-Abad, he says, this is point number two, he says, the saying in this hadith, فَمَنْ حَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا, whoever intended it a good deed but he didn't do it, Allah will record it with himself as a complete and perfect good deed. And if he intended to do it and then did it, it will be recorded with Allah as 10 good deeds up to 700 or many times over. The Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he said, أَكَّدَ كِتَابَةَ الْحَسَنَةِ, that he has affirmed or declared the certainty of the writing of the good deed if a person intends it, even though they didn't do it. He affirms its reality by saying what? That it is hasana kamila. And he, not only is he going to get a good deed, but it's going to be a complete and perfect any recording of a good deed for him. And this is so that people would not imagine that it may be defective, that it may have some defect, because the person didn't do it. He only intended it. So maybe he'll get a good deed, but it won't be a complete and perfect good deed. This wording here, hasana kamila, is to affirm, in case anybody imagined that it wouldn't be a complete and perfect good deed, he makes clear here that it will be recorded for them as a complete and perfect deed. And that is because some people might imagine that since it was just an intention and they didn't actually act upon it, maybe the reward will not be complete and perfect. Then he made clear that al-mudha'afa, the multiplication of the reward for good deeds, the action that a person actually does, will be 10 times over. Yani 10 times for one good deed, it will be recorded for him as 10 good deeds, or as much as Allah wills. إِلَى مَا هُوَ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, yani 700 or as much as Allah wills. And this, he says, is the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَإِحْسَانِهِ لَعِبَادِهِ, yani this, Allah multiplying one deed to 10 or 700 or more than that, shows the generosity, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his servants. Also in this statement is an indication that this multiplication of the jaza, mudha'afat al-jaza ala al-amal dun al-jaza ala al-ham, this multiplication of the good deeds would be in the reward for the deed that a person actually did, not for the reward for the intention. The reward for the intention will be one good deed, but it will be complete and perfect good deed. But the multiplication up to 10 or 700 or more is for the thing that the person actually did, that he fulfilled. And this is clear in this hadith. And as far as the hadith in which it's reported, but it's not authentic, that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyyah, the intention of a believer, is better than his actual deed, he said this is da'if. And this has been mentioned by Al-Hafidh ibn Hajj in Fath al-Bari, explanation Sahih al-Bukhari. And he said also, it's mentioned by Shaykh al-Albani in his silsila al-Hadith al-Da'ifah, Hadith number 2789. So concerning good deeds, the Shaykh is saying what? That if a person intended it, even if they didn't do it, sincere intention, resolve to do a good deed, is recorded and rewarded with a complete and perfect hasana. This is tremendous. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says concerning this first part, yani in reference to good deeds, he said the saying in this hadith of فَمَنْ حَمَّ, whoever intend, he said عَزَمَ وَنَوَى, person who has resolved, they have determined definitely that they're going to do something, not just a passing thought, but they actually made resolve to do it, and they intended to do it. A good deed, even if they didn't do it, because they were not able to do it, or they became occupied with something else. But they didn't leave it because they didn't want to do it. They just didn't want to do it. No, they left it because they forgot. Or they got distracted or occupied with something else. But the intent was to do it. It was a real intent to do so. He said, rather that person was distracted by something that turned them away. He said, the niyyah as-saliha, that person's righteous intention remained. It's just that they got distracted by something that caused them to forget it or to turn away from it, to occupy themselves with something else. He said this will be recorded with Allah as a complete and perfect good deed. Now, he said, so yani, this is how Allah will record that intention even though the person didn't complete it. And that's because the intention, he said, لِأَنَّ هَذَا عَمَلٌ قَلْبِيٌّ. This is an action of the heart. It's a real action, even though the person didn't do it physically. And if that intent remained, though they were distracted, and they didn't reject that intent, they didn't decide, I don't want to do this, then Allah will record it for them as a good deed. The second part of this, good deeds, he said, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan says, if a person intended to do a good deed and then they did it, then Allah will record it with himself as 10 good deeds, up to 700 or many times over. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies hasanat, fadlan minhu wa ihsanan. Yani out of his favor and his bounty and his generosity, he multiplies the reward for good deeds. And then for the sake of time, I'm going to give you the reference for the ayahs that the Shaykh mentioned. He mentioned the first ayah in Surah Al-An'am, sixth surah, 160th ayah, in which it mentions that good deeds will be multiplied to 10 like it. The second ayah that he mentions is Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 245th ayah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, yani, that He will multiply good deeds, adha'afan kathira, many times over. And the third hadith that the Shaykh mentions is also from Surah Al-Baqarah, second surah, 261st ayah, where Allah mentions the likeness of one kernel of corn, that produces 7 heirs, and every heir will have 700. We'll have 100. He said, this is also an indication that Allah multiplies good deeds to 700 times. And then the Shaykh says, وَهَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِحَسَبِ نِيَّةِ الْعَامِلِ وَقُوَّةِ إِمَانِهِ أَوْ بِحَسَبِ الْمَكَانِ وَالزَّمَانِ أَوْ الْحَالَةِ الَّتِي تُؤَدَّى فِيهَا الْحَسَنَةِ. Yani this multiplication of the good deeds, he said, and Allah knows best, his view is, and Allah knows best, that this multiplication of good deeds is in accordance with niyat al-amal, the intention of the person who does it. Yani two people may do the same deed, but their niyah is not the same. It's in accordance with the purity of the person's intention. Wa quwwati imanihi, and the strength of the person's iman. Yani the greater a person's iman, the greater is the reward for the deeds that they do. Or it may be in accordance with حسب المكان والزمان أو حال. Yani it may be in accordance with the place where the person is doing the good deed, in Mecca or in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. Or a person who prays in a masjid is multiplied more than the person who prays at home or in the marketplace. It may be in accordance with the place or the zaman, the time. Could be the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, or something like this, the day of Arafah. In accordance with yani the excellence of the time, or maybe the condition that the person is in at the time of them doing that deed. And that is unlimited, yani the condition that the person may be in. A person might be in poverty and giving charity from the little that they have. That's a hala, that's a condition that's different than the person who's rich and gives so much more. And the Prophet ﷺ has a hadith concerning this where he mentions that yani one dirham, or I don't remember if it was dirham or some kind of gold coin or silver coin, yani, that it would outdo, yani, 1,000 or 100,000 of the person of another person. That's because one person who was only had two coins, and he gave one of them, and the other person was like a millionaire, and they gave 100,000. It doesn't count for much, as the person who gave half of what they gave. So again, the point is here what? That the multiplication of deeds are not just just without any guideline or any, Allah just does it haphazardly. Rather, it's based on something. It's based on the purity of the person's intention, or the strength of their iman, or the condition that the person is in, or the place, or the time that the deed is done in. The Shaykh says, Wallahu alam. He said, so Allah may multiply a person's deeds, yani, in a fixed amount, by 10 or 700, or yani, unlimited amount, as much as Allah wills. And this is yani, His kindness, due to His kindness and His favor and His generosity. And this is in reference to the good deeds that a person does, whether it's deeds of the heart or deeds of the action. Yani, this part of the hadith is in reference to the heart, that if a person merely intends a good deed but they didn't do it, they will get a reward for it. And the deeds, the actions that a person actually does, they fulfill that, yani, not only do they get a reward, but it will be multiplied many times over. The third point, the Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abad says, concerning evil deeds, yani, that a person intends and didn't do, or that they intended and they followed through with. He said, the saying that indeed the person who intends an evil deed and they didn't do it, then Allah will record it with Himself as a complete and perfect good deed. And if that person intended to do it, and then they actually did that evil deed, Allah will record that as one single evil deed. As one single evil deed. He said, the hasana, which is due to a person abandoning the intent to commit a sin, the hasana that a person gets for abandoning the intent to commit a sin, has been described, that hasana has been described with the word kamila. And that is so that no one would imagine that it might not be a complete hasana, because the person, all they did was abandon an evil intent. So that a person would not imagine that they would not get a complete and perfect hasana, yani, it has been described as being hasana kamila. And the evil deed which a person actually acted upon in this hadith, yani, it is described as being recorded as a sayyi'ah wahida, as one evil deed, as one evil deed. And this is so that a person might not imagine that that one evil deed they did is going to have any ziyadah, that they're going to get punished for more than what they did. And this is Allah's justice. Yani, so that a person will not imagine that when they did an evil deed, and that perhaps, yani, the punishment for it may be multiplied by 10 or 700 or more than that. Yani, in this hadith, it's crystal clear that they will only be recorded against them, yani, sayya wahida, without any ziyada. And this is from the fadl of Allah and the adl, yani, the fadl of Allah and Him rewarding a person. This is Allah's favor that He rewards a person who intended to do an evil, and all they did was abandon that evil. Allah rewards them for that. And it's Allah's adl, His justice, that a person who commits a sin, they only have recorded against them that one sin that they committed without any extra being added to it. Then the Shaykh says, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Abad, he says, so the thawab ala tark as-sayyi'ah allati hamma biha yahsulu idha kana tarkuha min ajli Allah. Yani, the reward that a person gets for abandoning a sinful act that they intended to do will occur only if they abandon it for the sake of Allah. Yani, they abandon it for the sake of Allah. That's why they get a good deed recorded for them. As far as the person who is harisan ala fi'l sayyi'ah, yani, is eager to do this sin, wa qalbuhu muta'alliqun bihi, and their heart is attached to doing it, their heart desires to commit that sin, wa huwa musammimun ala fi'liha law qadira ala dhalika, and that person is determined to commit that sin if they were able to do it, فَهُوَ مُؤَاخَذٌ عَلَى ذَلِكَ, this person will be called to account. This person will be called to account for that sin that they intended to do. They made resolve to do it. They made every effort to do it. Their heart was attached to it, but they weren't able to get it done. This person will be called to account for that. And this is as mentioned by Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir in his Tafsir of the Qur'an, of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 6 surah 160 ayat, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. That whoever brings a good deed, yani it will be recorded for him like as 10 like it, yani multiplied by 10. And whoever comes with an evil deed, then he will not, yani have recorded against him, yani he will not be recompensed with anything more than the like of it, yani that one evil deed that they did, and nobody, no injustice will be done to anyone. Yani in the doing of good deeds, or in the doing of evil deeds. Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, in the tafsir of this ayat, he says, no, that abandoning an evil deed, which a person didn't act upon, abandoning that evil deed, which the person didn't do, is of three types. They are the people who abandon an evil deed. They didn't do it. They intended to do it and they didn't do it, are in three categories. The first category is the person who abandoned it for the sake of Allah. So for this one, a good deed will be written for them for refraining, for abstaining from that thing for the sake of Allah. And this is amal wa niyya. Yani this abstention is a deed. And it's also niyya, it's intention. Yani that a person changed their intention. وَهَذَا جَاءَ and concerning this, it has come to us that yani what will be recorded for him is a hasana. Yani for abstaining from that evil intent that they had. And this came in some of the expressions, yani some of the wordings that came in the hadith, the sahih, where it's reported that the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنَّهُ تَرَكَهَا, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that this person has left this min jarra'i, a min ajli, that the person abandoned that sin for my sake. So this is the first category, the person who abandoned the sin for the sake of Allah. The second one, intended to do evil deed and abandon it, but they left it nisyanan wa dhuhulan anha, that the person just forgot about it, or they became distracted from it. فَهَذَا لَا لَهُ وَلَا عَلَيْهِ. Yani this one, he said, it doesn't count for him and it doesn't count against him. That's because لَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَنْوِي خَيْرًا وَلَا فَعَلَ شَرًّا, because he didn't actually intend, yani he didn't intend to do good and he didn't do evil. The third one, he said, is that a person abandoned that sin عَجْزًا وَكَسَلًا, yani because they were unable to do it, or because they became too lazy to go all the way through with it. But that is after they had made an effort using all of the means that they had to commit that sin, and they were fully engaged in the act of those things that would enable them to get near to doing that sin, but then they were unable to do it, or they became lazy to go all the way through with it. This person, he said, فَهَذَا بِمَنْزِلَةِ فَاعِلِهَا, yani this is a person that intended to do evil and made effort to do evil, but they didn't go all the way through with it, not for the sake of Allah, but because they just didn't have enough energy or ability to complete it. He said this one will be in the same position as the one who actually did it. And the proof of this is what came in the hadith, the sahih, from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِسَيْفَيْهِمَا فَالْقَاتِلْ وَمَقْتُولْ فِي النَّارِ, that if two Muslims meet with their swords, yani coming to each other to kill one another, then the killer and the one who was killed will both be in the hellfire. They said, O Messenger of Allah, هَذَا الْقَاتِلْ فَمَا بَعَلَ الْمَقْتُولِ. Okay, as far as the one who killed, we know why he's in the hellfire. But what about the one who was killed? Why is he also in the hellfire? The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنُّهُ كَانَ حَرِيصًا عَلَى قَتْلِ صَحِبِهِ, because he was eager to kill his opponent, his brother, his Muslim brother. He was eager to kill him, but he failed. The other person overcame him. So the intent of trying to kill the person, even though they didn't complete it, but they didn't complete it because they abandoned it, because they realized they were wrong. They didn't complete it because they were unable to, because they were killed first. Then that intent, yani, is recorded against them. Just like the one who did it, he said both of them will be in the hellfire. As far as Sheikh Salih Fawzan, in his explanation of this second part of the hadith, the evil deeds, he said, if a person intended He said, concerning this statement, that a person intends to do evil deed and he didn't do it, then it will be recorded by Allah with himself as a complete and perfect good deed. He said, this means that the person intended to commit a sin, but then he left it, and he didn't do it. خَوْفًا مِنَ اللَّهِ Out of fear of Allah. So this is the first category of the three categories, right? The person who left it for the out of fear of Allah. So Allah will record it as a hasana. وَاحِدَ عَلَى نِيَتِهِ يعني he will get a good deed because of his intent. لِأَنَّ النِّيَّ عَمَلٌ قَلْبِيٌ Because niyyah is a action. It's an action of the heart. And abandoning that evil deed, خَوْفًا مِنَ اللَّهِ out of fear of Allah, this is a action of the heart as well. Yani, the intent to leave it and the actual leaving of it, this is a deed. This is a deed of the heart. So Allah records it as a good deed because that person has left it for the sake of Allah. As far as the person who left that evil deed, لِأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَتَمَكَّنْ مِنْهَا Because he just wasn't able to do it. وَنِيَّتُهُ لِفِعْلِهَا بَاقِيَةً But his intent to do it is still there. He just wasn't able to do it. فَإِنَّهَا تُكْتَبُ عَلَيْهِ سَيِّئَةً Then it will be recorded against him as an evil deed. لِأَنَّ نِيَّتَهُ السَّيِّئَةَ بَاقِيَةً Because his evil intent is there even though he wasn't able to complete the fulfillment of it. نعم؟ جزاك الله خير. And the Shaykh goes on to say the second part, the person who intends to do an evil deed and then he actually does it, Allah recorded as one evil deed. He said the sayyiat are not multiplied. A person's evil deeds, the punishment is not going to be multiplied against them. And that's because the reward, the recompense for them, al-jaza alayha min bab al-adl. Because this is from the perspective or from the consideration of Allah's justice. And Allah doesn't do injustice to anyone. He doesn't record anything against the person that they didn't do. So the only thing that will be recorded against that person is one evil deed. As far as the multiplication of the hasanat, this is the fadl of Allah. This is not Allah's justice, this is His yani favor, His kindness, His generosity, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. So, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan closes his comments concerning this hadith with some closing remarks, and then after that we look at the benefits that are derived from this hadith. How much time?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. And a few minutes after that then, inshallah? Jazakallah khair. With your permission. The Sheikh says, فَهَذَا حَدِيثٌ عَظِيمٌ بُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِ This hadith is a magnificent hadith and good news for the Muslim. And we should take this as being bushra from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is an encouragement for the Muslim to intend to do good and to act upon it. It is an encouragement to intend to do good and as well to act upon it. And these are two different things, right? Intending is one thing and acting, we should do both of them. We should intend to do good and act upon it. And that we should leave, this hadith is also an encouragement for people to leave evil. And in this hadith is a warning, tahdhir. مِن نِيَةِ الشَّرْ وَمِن نِيَةِ السُّوءِ And in this hadith is a warning from a person having an evil intent. Because evil intent will destroy the person who has that evil intent. And this is as it came in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that we just mentioned. If two Muslims meet with their swords drawn, then the one who killed the other one and the one who's killed are both in the hellfire. And as we mentioned already, they asked the Messenger of Allah, as the one who killed, we know why he's in the hellfire. As for the one who was killed, how is that? He said, because he was eager to kill yani his opponent. He was eager to kill his brother. And the Shaykh says, this means that he died while he did not turn away from his desire or his intent to kill the other Muslim. He died without having turning away from that. He wanted to kill him, but he wasn't able to do it. So his evil intent remained. And for that reason, he deserves استحق دخول النار because of his intent alone. وَعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ We seek refuge in Allah. Even though he was killed, yani he would be punished because of his evil intent. The Shaykh closes by saying, therefore it is upon the Muslim to have good intentions and to have sincere intentions for the sake of Allah alone. and to avoid committing sins, and to avoid intending to commit sins. And that one, if they intended, they should turn away from that intent. They should not obey their nafs, al-ammar bisu. We should not obey our lower self that enjoins upon us or commands us with evil. Nor should one obey the shaitan. Rather, we should leave the doing of evil actions out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as far as the benefits that are derived from this hadith, the Shaykh mentions six of them. The first one he mentions, the confirmation of the writing, the recording of good deeds and evil deeds. That good deeds and evil deeds will be recorded. The second one is that from the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jalla, from Allah's favor, His bounty, His kindness, His generosity, is that He multiplies the reward for good deeds. That's Allah's favor. He doesn't have to do that. He does that out of His own kindness and generosity. The third one, min adlillah, from the justice of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is that He doesn't make any increase on the sayyi'at. If a person does one evil deed, they only have recorded against them one evil deed. This is Allah's justice. The fourth point is that Allah rewards the intent to do a good deed, even if a person didn't do it, by recording it as one complete and perfect good deed. And the fifth one, that whoever intended an evil deed and then they abandon it for the sake of Allah, out of fear of Allah, not because of inability to do it, then their abandoning that evil deed would be recorded for them as a good, a complete and perfect good deed. And the last point, التَّرْغِيب فِي فِعْلَ الْحَسَنَاتِ وَالتَّرْحِيب مِنْ فِعْلَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, that in this hadith is a tremendous encouragement to do good deeds and a tremendous discouragement, a warning against doing evil deeds. And I think we just have to reflect on what the Shaykhs have said here. I don't want to try to summarize or repeat what has been said. It's a lot, and it's extremely, extremely important that we reflect on this in our everyday life and the reality that we're going to stand before Allah. We need to be thinking about this reality. Good deeds are recorded and evil deeds are recorded, and the way they will be recorded is as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith al-Qudsi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success and doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone, and in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that He recognize, record, and reward our good deeds, and that He pardon and forgive our mistakes and errors, and that He keep us firm and steadfast upon the sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased to Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Inshallah, if there are any questions or any comments or any corrections, inshallah, after the salat, inshallah, we're going to sit for a little while for whoever is able to sit.